Hello? Yes?
Ambassador Stevenson for the President on 9-0.
Hello. Tell him to go in the cabinet office and I'll meet him in there. Yes, yes, Adley.
I'm sorry I'm a little late calling you back.
That's good.
You asked me for some outline of what my views would be on your whole Southeast Asia problem. I can say this to you rather hurriedly and then perhaps see you in more detail tomorrow and give you a little document.
Fine.
I think you've got to make a demonstration that you have taken all peaceful steps. Exhausted every avenue before you accept any large military escalation.
Yes.
With respect to Laos, I would suggest that you first ask Suvarnabhumi, appeal to the Security Council, if a Geneva conference can't be called upon on his terms, can't be convened. Secondly, that the United States statement to the Security Council, that we shall have to reinforce the Lao forces in defending their presently held territory unless the Security Council acts at once.
Now, you ask the Security Council, say we'll have to give the Lao some forces unless you act.
Then we would propose a resolution. I think this...
Wait just a minute, Adlai. Let me get a pencil and take some of this down. Talk a little louder, Adley.
I can give you all this in writing tomorrow when you're up here.
Good.
Meanwhile, what I think...
Go ahead on your point number two now on Laos. Tell the Security Council that if they don't put some troops in there, we will.
First, Suvarnabhumi appeals to the Security Council if he cannot get a Geneva conference called on his terms.
I don't quite understand that.
Well, he's asked for a Geneva conference on, and we've accepted it, on the condition that the...
I understand that.
...the forces withdraw. If he can't get that conference, and he won't...
That's right.
...the communists will not agree to it...
That's right.
...then he should come to the Security Council.
Huh?
And we should say in the Security Council that we will have to reinforce the Lao forces in defending the presently held territory... unless the Security Council acts at once.
I understand that.
Then we would ask for a resolution which would require French support for its adoption. It would call for a ceasefire and a standstill. It would provide for UN observers to check on the ceasefire and the standstill and to report violations. It would provide for a Geneva conference. The purpose of the conference should be to restore the coalition government, or failing that, to partition Laos. Now, the next step in my scenario would be if the Security Council is unable to act due to a Russian veto. We should move U.S. forces into the Mekong Valley. But not beyond that. And we should use the U.S. Air Force against communist advances and communist bases in Laos. Now that's only a brief outline without any of the argumentation. Hello? Now with respect to Vietnam, this is a more difficult situation because it hasn't, at least for the UN. Ideally, obviously, any military action would be taken in the context of prior substantial United Nations support of a Laotian complaint. on communist aggression. Such military action is taken without the benefit of a prior United Nations debate on Laos, we will encounter more difficulties. I think many members will view strikes against North Vietnam as aggression. Nevertheless, I think there would be a widespread tendency to oppose carrying the war to North Vietnam, largely because of fear of a major conflict with China. But if we don't take the problem to the UN, somebody else is sure to do so. Therefore, I think we should preempt the situation by going to the Security Council first. Moreover, we have an obligation to report to the Security Council before taking any action. You may remember that that's what I was insisting upon in the days before Cuba.
Yeah.
And that's what Kennedy finally agreed to do. Now, in Vietnam, I think some thought should be given to reconvening the Geneva Group of 1954 and let the United States come in there and file a complaint against Hanoi for violation of the agreement.
Are you true?
If there is no satisfaction there, that we could serve notice that we are going to defend its independence and begin to step up the military activity. For the future in South Vietnam, I think there are an awful lot of refugees who are now in Paris, now in Phnom Penh, now in Bangkok, I don't know where all, that sometime these people have to be brought together with the leaders of the government in Saigon to see if they can't form a more broadly based government with broader popular appeal. Now, with respect to Cambodia, Mr. President, I think we've this morning got a little breakthrough here, and that we may be able to get a plan for U.S. observers on the Cambodian Vietnamese frontier that might be helpful.
Yes.
If we achieve that, I can see no objection to a Geneva conference to guarantee the neutrality of Cambodia. The reason Cambodia wants a Geneva conference, as you know, is to order to get Hanoi and China on the line. As far as we're concerned, we have already said that we would guarantee the neutrality of unilaterally of Cambodia. And now if I can add a further postscript, Mr. President, this is politics, which you know more about than I'll ever know. But I know I have some idea the pressures that you're under are going to get under with that damn Goldwater and so on. However, I'm confident that this is the time for restraint, that this is a peace and war issue, that the man who is the peacemonger and not the warmonger will be in the strongest political position. And very soon, I'd rather see us muddle through with an inconclusive conference. We'll be better off than with a war, especially a war 10,000 miles away in a part of the world that's almost meaningless to the American people and which is a quagmire. I went all through the Red River Delta in the early days. I told Kennedy that I prayed he would move with the greatest hesitation to undertake this task in Southeast Asia. You asked me who to talk to. Well, I would certainly welcome a chance to talk to you myself about some of these things, this one particularly. I think Harriman is probably the only one that I know of whose judgment I value very highly. I'm sure there are other men there who are even better informed, but I'm not sure who they are in the State Department.
I'll talk to you then tomorrow night at some length, and you write all this out for me and have it ready for me when I come up there.
I'll be delighted to.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Bye.